The word for the day, cheering each other on. This is based on the book of Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 to 25. Verse 24 says, "Let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds." I wonder if you've ever been on the side of the road encouraging people who are taking part in a marathon race. Going, "You're almost there. Just a few more steps. Keep on going. You're almost at the finishing line." This COVID pandemic, with all the restrictions imposed on us, just like taking part in a marathon for many people. Not a race, but a lonely endurance of almost 2 years indoors, alone, unable to see family, friends as they would like, their groups, church events, their clubs once attended, no longer meeting. Maybe people working on furlough, unable to go to work in an office where they meet with others. Each day the same, alone, not knowing when life will be back to normal. Feelings of depression and despair taking over. Encouragement, we all need it, especially at this time when we're all having to cope through the changes in life that this pandemic has brought. Hebrews chapter 10 verses 24 and 25 says, the book of Hebrews tells us to keep helping each other on. Let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Not giving up meeting together, as some in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another. We may not be able to meet together at the moment as we would like, but a small gift, perhaps some flowers or chocolates, a phone call to someone, where possible, who is alone, would be a great encouragement as we come towards the finishing line of COVID. As we see the day approaching, let's keep cheering each other on. Keep going. You're almost there. The finishing line is in sight. The New Testament is filled with the certainty that Jesus is with us, helping us through our problems and our troubles. Encourage people to share them with Him through prayer. Even when you feel you've nothing to offer, you can still give encouragement to others in so many ways. Bless you as you walk in the service of our Lord.